Dr. McCulloch reveals the potential cancer-fighting drug Big Pharma doesn't want you to know about. By the Wellness Company, sponsored, on May 22, 2025. The following content is sponsored by the Wellness Company. The COVID-19 pandemic and the ensuing response by the medical establishment was an eye-opening experience for tens of millions of Americans. We watched as the medical establishment put the biopharmaceutical complex's bottom line above the health and well-being of the American people. Sadly, greed in medicine isn't new, and it isn't restricted just to pandemic responses. Indeed, it is often the primary motivation for much of our medical establishment's response to almost every single healthcare challenge we face. This is certainly the case when it comes to the fight against cancer. A recent study in the journal Cancer takes a closer look at the impact of cancer drug prices on pharma revenues. Dr. Daniel Myers at the University of Calgary and colleagues looked at the total revenue generated by 10 large pharmaceutical companies from 2010 to 2019 and compared the revenue from cancer and non-cancer drugs. They found that sales from cancer drugs are becoming an increasingly important part of pharmaceutical companies' revenue. While the annual revenue generated by cancer drugs increased by 70% from 2010 to 2019, the revenue from non-cancer drugs decreased by 18%. In 2010, 14% of total revenue from these 10 companies was from cancer drugs. In 2019, cancer drugs made up 1/4 of revenue. Even worse, there is little correlation between the amount of money charged for these drugs and treatments and health outcomes. If we were getting vastly improved clinical outcomes for these expensive drugs, they might be worth the price. But in the U.S., the cost of cancer drugs is not correlated with clinical benefit, according to a study in The Lancet Oncology. And once the price of a drug goes above $100,000, it doesn't matter how good the drug is, when people can't afford it, they won't take it. It should come as no surprise that Big Pharma and the medical establishment have little interest in pursuing low-cost treatments. Fortunately, medical professionals like Dr. Peter McCulloch are committed to delivering healthcare solutions that are safe, effective, and affordable. This is exactly why Dr. McCulloch and his team are investigating the potential of ivermectin in combating cancer. According to a new study, the early returns are promising. As noted by the McCulloch Foundation, the study titled A Review of Ivermectin Use in Cancer Patients, Is It Time to Repurpose the Ivermectin in Cancer Treatment? was just published in the journal Acta Polonia Pharmaceutica, Drug Research. Based on the most comprehensive systematic review of ivermectin use in cancer patients to date, ivermectin appears to be safe, even in individuals undergoing active chemotherapy. Its broad range of anti-cancer mechanisms demonstrated in preclinical models, combined with anecdotal reports of cancer-related improvements, support its candidacy for repurposing as an oncologic therapy. Well-designed, large-scale clinical trials should be launched as soon as possible to properly assess ivermectin's potential against cancer. Indeed, ivermectin in concert with mebendazole has shown even more promise in treating a wide variety of cancers. Mebendazole, an antiparasitic like ivermectin, has been prescribed for 100 years to help eradicate parasites, which over 60 million Americans have inside their body today, according to the CDC. Safe, effective, and affordable. If you feel off, a parasite cleanse may help you regain your health. There is no better cleanse than pure lab-tested ivermectin plus mebendazole, compounded into a single capsule by the Wellness Company. Ivermectin and mebendazole combine to effectively treat parasitic infections. 90 oral capsules, each containing 25 mg ivermectin plus 250 mg mebendazole, a clinically effective dose. The gold standard of safety and efficacy. The only medication of its kind prescribed by a licensed doctor and compounded by a 50-state licensed pharmacy. Medication you can trust from a trusted source in the USA. The medical experts at the Wellness Company, including Dr. Peter McCulloch and Dr. Kelly Victory, were leaders in the efforts to provide the public with accurate medical information during COVID. These experts have repeatedly shown that they prioritize the health and welfare of their patients over the bottom line of the big pharmaceutical companies. Now, the Wellness Company is the only company in the world to prescribe pure compounded ivermectin plus mebendazole from a 50-state licensed pharmacy, in a high-dose 90-day supply. The wellness company's ivermectin plus mebendazole parasite cleanse is in extreme demand, selling out three times, prompting the wellness company to build a stockpile of medication to serve customers through any potential supply chain disruptions. With the threat of tariffs restricting international trade, many people have turned to shady overseas sources of medication or unlicensed pharmacies. The wellness company proudly remains the only legitimate producer of this compounded formula in the U.S. Head over to the wellness company today to order a 90-day supply of the ultimate parasite cleanse, ivermectin plus mebendazole. Simply fill out the 2-minute intake questionnaire after checkout to complete your prescription request. Use code MUSE to save $60 and get free shipping on all orders. What people are saying about the wellness company's ivermectin plus mebendazole. I am grateful to have a medicine as potentially beneficial as ivermectin and mebendazole. But the most important thing for me is the faith I have in Dr. McCulloch and the wellness company for making a safe product in our country. I am grateful for them protecting us through the use of proven products, and the peace in knowing that I'm taking something that is precisely what it states on the label. Jennifer W. My daughter was diagnosed with uterine cancer and lung nodules that turned out to be cancerous. She started taking ivermectin / mebendazole 2 weeks ago. She had a PET scan last month, and her lungs were littered with dime-sized and pea-sized nodules from the top to the bottom of her lungs. She had a biopsy on the 14th of April, and the physician had to search for a nodule big enough to get a sample from, and the one that he found was at the bottom of her left lung that he said was only a few centimeters wide. Thank you for giving us hope and healing, Helen. Order ivermectin plus mebendazole from the wellness company today. Use code MUSE to save $60 and get free shipping on all orders.